and many by the end, because the day ended just like any other day. Although there were still some who remained around. In fact, that's where the Seventh-day Adventist came from. In regard to the end, though, there's really only one very worthwhile question, and that is, will the end come? And the answer to that question is very bold and definite, yes. And we better be ready. But I think we know this already. The end comes one way or another. Either the Lord returns on the last day, or we die. I like how Chad and Jeremy said it way back in 1964. They say that all good things must end someday, that autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. Or, in regard to the end coming, Jesus says it this way today. See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. We already mentioned William Miller and how he was one who led many astray. However, even without predicting a specific date, it's easy for many to be led astray. We see what's going on in our world, what's going on in society, and we think, well, the end must be near. Well, perhaps some are thinking not so much the end of time, but the end of our country as we know it. I say maybe, or maybe not. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter unless this world is a foundation upon which one is building their life. And you know, that's really what Jesus is addressing in the first part of today's text, when he says, as for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another, and that will not be thrown down. Like I said a little bit ago, the end is definitely coming, and you and I, we better be ready. And the only one who can make us ready is the one who's coming we anticipate, Jesus. Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose as the first fruits of that resurrection on the last day. Jesus, who comes to us in the word and water of baptism, sealing our eternity with him. Jesus, who comes in the body and blood of the sacrament of the altar, to eliminate our fears and enrich our life. Jesus, whose word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. He is the foundation underneath us upon which our lives are built. What did we sing in the hymn of the day? Have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Praise the Lord high above, for he stoops down to heal you, uplift and restore you. Thankful hearts raise to God, for he stays close beside you, in all things works with you. Thankful hearts raise to God. You know, there are some endings we can predict, like the end of my time here as pastor. Now, it would have been very foolish for me not to tell you I'm leaving until the day before. And it would have been equally foolish if St. Thomas would not do anything to prepare for what comes afterward. But you know, even with all this going on, I could drop dead before February 19th, or lots of other things could happen. Our hope, you see, isn't built in our planning. Rather, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You see, it is on Christ, the solid rock, that we stand. And all other foundations, all other things, are sinking sand. The wonderful building that God has entrusted to us here at St. Thomas, the homes that you and I live in, the nation that we call the United States of America, what do we hear Jesus saying about them today? As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must take place, but the end will not be at once. The end is coming, Jesus says, but it will not be at once. We see all the signs, hearts growing cold, people wandering away from the church, wars, tumults, persecutions, famine. Many times we focus upon these signs and say, the end, it must be right around the corner. But you know, when we do, we tend to ignore those final words of Jesus. These things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. You know, in every century since Pentecost, people have seen the signs and said the end must be right around the corner. But the end has not come yet. So we shouldn't be surprised if it does not happen in our lifetime. Listen to what Jesus says. Do not go after them. You will hear many people say, I am he, or the time has come. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place. Who do you think is in charge? Satan? Putin? Elon Musk? No, they all may be on fairly long chains, but they all are chained. And they are chained by the one who is in control, and his name, you know so very well, is Jesus. He is the one who will dictate the end by his reappearing. On that day, all the dead will be raised up back to life. We will be reunited with them, and we with them will be given glorified bodies. We'll be placed down in a whole new creation. Buildings, congregations, gone. Wars and tumults, gone. Cold hearts, persecution, famine, gone. This is the sure promise, which is why there is no reason for us to be afraid at any time or place. You see, it's all good news. It is good news that the end is coming. It is good news that the end is not coming at once. It is good news when believers in Christ die. It is good news when I retire. It is good news as Christ leads St. Thomas forward. And it's good news when Christ returns on the last day. It's all good news because Christ Jesus is in control. He has forgiven you all of your sins. He holds you in the palm of his hand. He has plans and a future for you. And the ending is eternal life with him in that new creation. Why do we ever get upset about anything? Well, could it be because we take our eyes off of the open tomb and start moaning just about the crosses we seem to be bearing? We build our foundations on noble stones and offerings and forget what Jesus has to say. So please listen again. As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. You know, Christ Jesus was in control as he hung from that torturous cross and died. That same Christ Jesus is today alive and in control of everything. And he is promising us that the best is yet to come. He was trustworthy then. He's trustworthy now. And you know, that's all we really need to know. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep all of our hearts and minds united with Christ and in the palm of his hand today and forever. Amen.